How many of you guys currently have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Nobody. Yeah, the single youth group. Oh, okay. I saw Austin's hand sneak up there. Apparently, you and I need to have a talk later because I don't know about such things. But all right. How many of you have ever had a boyfriend or girlfriend? Taylor, raise your hand. Okay. How many of you want to, at some point, have a boyfriend or girlfriend again? Okay. Okay. All right. So dating is something that most of us deal with. Go ahead and go to the first slide on the actual sermon there. It's in there. Why do we date? Why is it that we go through the dating process? Somebody tell me quickly. Not always. I mean, it can be fun, I guess, but I don't know that I would say to that. To put ourselves through unnecessary drama, Taylor doesn't know. Audrey, what did you say? Because you were right first. Right, to find the person that you were going to marry, okay? Okay, God put it in us that we should be married. When Adam was on the earth, he said, it's good, but you're missing something, okay? He said, you need a helpmate, okay? You need someone to help you out because you're a guy. Okay, so it's biblical for us to get married. Here's another verse, Proverbs 18:22. This is one I'm kind of banking on. It says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. So it's good to get married, okay? Marriage is very biblical. And so that's why we date. That's the whole point of dating. Some of you didn't know that, but now you do. So that should kind of give us a little bit of perspective on dating. I would encourage you guys, well, I'll get to that in a second. But see, the reason this is not discussed in the Bible, why is this not discussed in the Bible, somebody? Yeah, they did arranged marriages back then, okay? They didn't have to date. They didn't have to go through the whole awkward, like, I kind of like her, but I don't want to tell her, and she'll think I'm a creeper. And then, you know, they didn't go through all that. Mom and dad found another mom and dad with a single kid of the opposite gender and said, hey, guess what? You two are getting married, okay? That's how this worked. In most of the biblical instances, even in cases like Jacob, where he fell in love with Rachel, but the parents had to agree to that marriage, and then his uncle, you know, gave him Leah first, and it was a whole big mess. So, but as a general rule, marriages were arranged in the Bible, so they don't discuss dating as we deal with it today. Well, then there are cases of multiple, right, of polygamy and that kind of stuff. We're not going to get into that. But so they didn't have dating as we have it. In fact, dating as we know it didn't even come about until like the 50s, really. Was really when what we currently view as dating came about, and it's changing every day. But I want to give you guys some tips for dating, and this is not tips on how to get a date, okay? I need to explain that. That's not what I'm doing here. This is not one of those. This is not that kind of message. But Wes, go ahead and go to the next slide, if you would, there. Some tips for logical and biblical dating here in today's world. First off, do not get too emotionally invested too early. Okay? I'm hearing some amens there. How many of you guys have been in this situation? How many of you guys have been in something like this? You've got a friend, and they're in your class, okay? Like, you've got classes with them, and maybe you sit with them at lunch, or you're on a team with them or something. And they start dating somebody. At first, it's like, whatever, they go to homecoming together. It's something kind of, you know, chill, but they start hanging out. You know, they're talking on the phone, and they start going to events together. And then one day, you notice it's Facebook official, which means it's destined to last, of course. You know, as soon as it hits Facebook, you know it's real. But all of a sudden, you notice that, you know, the longer they date, the longer those people are going out, the less and less you see your friend. You know what I'm talking about? Like all of a sudden, you hardly ever see them, and they're sitting together at lunch, and they're walking the halls all the time, and you may see them in class or at practice, but they don't have free time for anybody else anymore. Maybe you guys have been that person. I don't know. And you know that their Facebook wall just becomes a barrage of like, really gross pictures, and they're like really cheesy pictures. Like, you get those cheesy quotes with like a beach sunset background on them and stuff, you know, and they're just like, and they spend all day just posting really cheesy things on each other's wall, and they tag each other and everything. It's really annoying. okay? But then one day, all of a sudden, you notice all that stops, and the next thing you know, they're posting like Fallout Boy lyrics, and they're posting these depressing, like they're really vague. They don't really say what's going on. They just put, "I didn't think I could ever be this sad." You know what I'm talking about? You guys have seen this. One of my former students just went through that, and I got to live through it through Facebook. It was kind of special. So you guys know what I'm talking about. This is what happens when we get too emotionally invested too early, okay? In Proverbs, this is a big verse for you guys. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Okay? And the more emotionally invested you get in these high school relationships, the more you're not guarding your heart. You're giving away pieces of your heart to that person that you may or may not going to marry. Chances are you're not. Okay? Of all the high school relationships that I knew, and I knew a lot of them, you know, I had a lot of friends, I know of exactly one that has lasted. They've been married now for almost 4 years. They've been together for about 10 years now. And good for them. But most of the time it doesn't work. Okay? I'm just saying, and y'all probably know that. By this point, you've probably seen that. So when we get really emotionally involved, it's just more heartbreak when it does end, okay? So until you really think you're serious, and I know a lot of times you think you're serious right now, but you're probably not. Like, if you're not really considering, let me rephrase. Not saying every person you go out with has to be, you think I'm going to marry that person, okay? But you do need to be aware. If you start getting real emotional with them, you need to be having that thought even now. And if the answer is no, then you need to end that. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians. This is one of the verses we've been talking about throughout this series. "I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." And I put that "mastered" in italics there because you guys know what I'm talking about. You've seen that friend who was mastered by their significant other when they're in like the eighth grade. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay. We call that whipped in the common vernacular here, okay? And they've given themselves away, and they're totally sold out to that person, but it's not going to last, okay? And here's the third reason why you should not get too emotionally invested is because emotional intimacy encourages physical temptation. I'm not getting into the physical side of things tonight. That will be later in the series. But emotional intimacy, the more emotionally you connect with somebody, the more tempted you are to be physical and to put yourself in a situation to do something you should not do. I've had multiple friends of mine, now that I'm 26, a lot of my friends are married, and every one of them has told me, "I thought when I got engaged the temptation would go down because I could see the finish line, but it only got worse. And the last several months of engagement were the hardest of our relationship as far as staying pure physically and not getting to where we shouldn't be." Okay, because they were becoming more and more emotionally connected to one another, the temptation physically is going to grow. Okay, here's another dating tip. Communicate. You have to learn to communicate to one another. And I got to tell you, one of the things that really bothers me today is that all communication is done by text, okay, or by Twitter or something like that, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. You've seen those relationships where they never, ever even talked on the phone, let alone saw each other face to face. Okay, but they spend all their time just texting one another, and there's never any face-to-face. You need that face-to-face. There's vocal inflections, and there's body language and facial expressions that make a difference. How many of you guys have ever made a joke over text, but the other person didn't think it was a joke, right? I've been there, okay? See, that's an issue there. When they can't see the face or hear the vocal intonation, they don't know that that's a joke. Okay? So you got to learn to communicate. Guys, this is really hard to do for us because, like I said, we have a tendency to be scared and not want to tell her, like, "Okay, you know what? I like you." We tend to, attempt to flirt, and I'm not good at it. I'll admit that. Okay? I'll freely admit I'm not good at that. So I have to be really honest because it's really the only way for me to get the point across. I tend to just, and we, I think, often tend to just come off as weird. Like, we're like, "Oh, we're trying to be cute," and it just comes off as strange. So guys, just be honest. Girls, if a guy is honest with you and he says, "Hey, I like you, I'd like to go out with you," and you're not interested, just tell him that politely. Okay, you don't have to be mean about it. But the reason, I know it's not easy because you don't want to see the guy get hurt, but I can speak from experience when girls come up with excuses and the guy thinks, all right, and guys tend to think, "Oh, so she's interested. She just can't go out that night. Sweet, I'll keep going. You know, I'll keep asking." Okay? If you're not interested, just tell us no, and it's better for all of us. Okay? It's better for all of us if you just tell us no. That's okay. Be polite about it. Again, you don't got to be mean, but be honest about it. Okay? And do not, this is for everybody, do not ask somebody out or break up with somebody via text or anything other than face-to-face or voice-to-voice, okay? I had to stop an incident of this a couple weeks ago. Somebody was trying to break up with somebody via text. That's just mean. Man up. I know it sucks because you don't want to see the other person hurt, but man up and say what you need to say, okay? Here's another tip. Do not be the other man or woman, the other person. And what I mean by this is, how many of you guys have had a friend who, she's like, oh, this, or he or she is like, oh, this person started talking to me, and I know they have a boyfriend, but he's going to break up with her for me. You guys have seen that. Maybe you've been in that situation. I don't know. Because the fact is, he or she may break up with that person for you, but chances are they're going to do the same thing to you for somebody else. Okay, that tends to be a habit. You know, and if you know the train comes by every day at 3:15, you're not going to go out at 3:15 and stand on the tracks. But we tend to do that. We're like, oh, well, he did that to her and her and her and her. He's not going to do that to me. Yeah, he is. He probably is. Okay? So do not let yourself be caught in that situation, even at your age, because it just leads to heartbreak. Okay? And here's another one. Do not go into a relationship with the intent to change the other person. Okay? How many of you guys have heard of missionary dating? What's missionary dating? Anybody know what this is? Say what? Right, you're like, I'm going to date them and I'm going to convert them. Yeah, it almost never works, okay? And again, I speak from experience on this one. I do speak from experience, and it almost never works, okay? My college girlfriend, we broke up and we had stayed friends, and we still are friends to this day, but the guy she started dating after me, it was a couple months later, she started dating this guy, and she was telling me about him, and I was like, oh, you know, and she is like very Catholic, she's Catholic, she's very devout in her Catholicism, and she, you know, she loves God, and she came off of dating me, and you know, I'm pretty much a goody-two-shoes, and I always have been, I can freely admit that. And she started dating this guy who was like a drinker and a pot smoker, and so some guy from her work. And she's like, oh, well, he said he'd stop for me. And I go, no, he's not. She's like, what do you mean? I said, he's not going to stop for you because you're not going to give him what he wants. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And she's like, and then like 2 weeks later, she's like, yeah, he didn't stop. I was like, yeah, I told you that, you know, because you can't go into a relationship planning on changing somebody. We all change as we grow. But if you know, like, okay, I like this person, but there's a huge thing that I'm going to try and change, just don't go into that, okay? I'm trying to save you guys some heartbreak here. Okay, and lastly, and this might be the most important one, listen to godly counsel. Okay, when all of the people you know don't like a person, that might be a clue because they know you pretty well, okay? You know, especially the godly folks. If your parents or your friends here at youth or whatever meet somebody and they're like, yeah, that person's not good for you, listen to that. I know it's hard to take, but you need to listen to godly counsel, especially from those who are older and wiser than you are. Okay? Godly counsel is a good thing. All right. So those are some basic tips to keep you guys from some heartbreak that you don't need to go through. Okay? Now I'm going to give you guys some tips, and I'm going to try and go through these somewhat quickly. Things to look for in a guy or girl that you're interested in, okay? And again, now I'm talking a little more serious here, okay? I'm talking about, you know, when you get to the point where you're starting to look for a serious relationship, here are some things, and really any relationship, but especially a serious one. Girls, here are some things to look for and or avoid in a guy. And you can write these down. I gave you that little space. Guys, don't write these down. Yours are coming next, okay? First off, does he love Jesus? Okay, that's the first question that should be the most obvious one. We just talked about missionary dating. But, you know, how long has he been with the Lord? Is he spiritually mature? Is he going to push you to seek God? Okay, these are some things you want to know out of a guy. And you know, not that you can't go out on one date, but you know that's got to come up quick. Okay, if they're not somebody who loves Jesus, then we've got a problem. The Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever." Okay, that's scripture, and there's a ton of Old Testament references where every time the people of Israel fall away, because you know that's all the people of Israel did. They'd come to Jesus or to God, and then they'd fall away, and then they'd come back to God, and they'd fall away. Every time they fell away, it's marked by they started marrying the people who worship another god. Okay, like almost every time in Kings and Chronicles and Samuel and all that stuff, Judges, it talks about that. You know, They fell away from God and they started marrying women who didn't believe in God. Okay, it comes up every time. So be aware of that. He needs to love Jesus. Okay, number two, is he responsible and mature? Okay, when, you know, again, some of this is a little more on the adult level, but does he have a job? Can he support you? Can he keep a job? Because some of you guys are those people who have, they're like 18, they've already had like 8 jobs. You know, they don't hold on to a job. Okay, that's not particularly ideal. Okay, you want a guy who will commit to things. Okay, because fact is, swag doesn't pay the bills. Okay, you know, and I know none of y'all fall for that swag junk, thankfully. I know you guys well enough to know that, but swag doesn't pay the bills. Okay, you got to have somebody with a job who is supporting himself or whatever. Okay, here's another question. Are his bros more important than you are? Are his friends the highest priority in his life? Okay, because when you start to get serious, you need somebody who's going to put you first. Okay, ladies, you deserve that. Okay, in a relationship, it should always be God, husband, wife, period. Nobody else is above that, not God friends, not God even parents. The Bible says that a man will leave his father and mother and become one with his wife. So at that point, even the wife becomes above the other immediate family. Okay, make sure that you are his first priority when it starts to get serious. But speaking of his parents, how does he treat his parents? Okay, is he good to his parents, especially his mom? Okay, you don't want a mama's boy necessarily, because that's bad, and then he's too dependent on his mom, and it gets weird. But guys, we got to treat our parents right, okay? That's an indicator of how we're going to treat our wives. If you're not good to your parents, you're not going to be good to your wife, okay? And ladies, you need to be aware of that too. Okay, it's one thing to love your mom, and I love my mom a lot. She's awesome, okay? But there's a fine line there, you know? Yes, ma'am, I see that hand. Apparently, I saw the look on his face. I wasn't going to mention it, but apparently I've offended Taylor. We're going to move to another one here. Does he brag about all his past relationships, okay? Is he looking for a trophy girl? Okay, you guys kind of know what I'm talking about. You've seen that. And guys with a past can change. Just because a guy has had a lot of girlfriends doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be the next one. But if he's constantly bragging about it and he considers it a point of pride, that's a problem. Okay, is he overly macho? So what do you mean overly macho? You know, you guys know those people who, like, they try too hard to be manly. You know, like they overcompensate for things, you know, and they're like really jerky about it. And they're constantly talking about themselves or that guy who takes like the ab pictures in the mirror. You know, don't go that guy. That guy. No, I know Taylor doesn't do that. I know Taylor doesn't do that. I'm not worried about that. Harley does that, though. But on the reverse side, is he overly effeminate? Okay. A guy should be a guy, you know, that's, you know, there are biblical standards of manhood to an extent, and we need to be able to be the supporter, we need to be able to be the provider, we need to be able to be, you know, the man of the house. So it kind of goes both ways. Okay, does he communicate with you? Okay, not every guy is going to be, you know, super touchy-feely, express all his feelings right away, but he needs to be able to talk. There has to be a mutual communication with you and the guy, okay? And last but not least, ladies, look for a guy who's a leader. And that's not to say everybody's going to be up on the stage or the class president or whatever, but again, the Bible requires certain things of us men to be the spiritual head of household and to lead our families, okay? And we need to have and ladies, you need to have a guy who will do that and who will do that, okay? So guys, now it's your turn. Here are some things to look for and or avoid in a woman. Okay, first off, make sure she loves Jesus. Okay, again, that's the first one. Make sure that she loves Jesus. That's a big deal. Secondly, is she responsible and mature? This is the same thing as it was for the girls. And that's not to say that, you know, she needs to be totally grown up and all that stuff, but there has to be, she has to manage her life well. She has to be responsible with her finances. And Proverbs 19:14 says, "House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." Okay, so a prudent woman is somebody that we should be looking for, guys. Thirdly, is she obsessed with current pop culture? Okay, you know, and there's nothing wrong with media, like I talked about 2 weeks ago. There's nothing wrong with watching TV, you know. But if you are more up to date on what's going on with the Kardashians, than you are with what's going on in your own spiritual walk. We got problems, you know. Plus, I'll be honest, ladies, how many of you guys probably don't read Cosmo, do you? That's probably a little mature, Cosmopolitan magazine. It's more of a grown-up ladies thing, but when I was in high school, I had this friend who had a Cosmo for some reason, and we're on a band trip, actually. We're in the bus, and I glanced over, and she's reading this thing. It says, "What is he really thinking?" And it had like this little drawing of a guy and a girl on a date, and it cracked me up because I was looking at it, and it's like all these things, like, oh, his arms are crossed, and that means this, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. Yeah, kind of like 17, okay? Cosmo is like the grown-up version of 17. But she had this magazine. I was like, you know, and he's looking at her food or looking at in her direction or something like that. And he said, oh, that means he's thinking this. And I told her, I was like, no, that just means he's wondering if she's going to eat that. Because he paid for it, and he's going to make sure it didn't go to waste. Like, you know, those type of things. Are you overly obsessed with those things? You don't want a girl who is obsessed with that kind of stuff. Okay, does she desire to wear the pants in a relationship? Okay, does she want to be the boss? Okay, the Bible says, and I'm not going to get real deep into this because there's a lot more to this, but Ephesians 5:22 does say, wives, submit to your husbands. Okay, and if you want to talk more about that and what that means, I'll be happy to dig into that with you, but I don't have time for it right now. Okay, and this is a woman who always gets her way, and she's willing to manipulate to do so, and regardless of what the man says, she's going to get her way, okay? That is not biblical. That's not a Proverbs 31 woman, okay? It's one thing to be strong and independent, ladies. That's a good thing. Be mature and strong. Don't be manipulative and demand your way all the time. That's not good. Proverbs 21:19 says, "It is better to live in the corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman." Okay, so it's literally better, the Bible says, to have to stay on the roof than to have to stay in a house with a woman who's always fighting and demanding her way. Okay, that's bad. Here's another question. How does she treat her parents? Again, okay? How does she treat her parents? Just like we talked about with the guys and their moms, is she overly attached to her dad? You know, I know a lot of daddy's girls, and that's awesome. But again, there's a fine line there you want to be aware of, okay? Does she submit to her parents? Does she listen to the authority of her parents? Because if she doesn't, then chances are she's not going to do the same to you. She's not going to submit as the Bible calls for biblical submission, okay? Does she excessively spend money? Okay, how many of you ever heard of the term retail therapy? Any of you ever heard that term? The guys have heard it, okay. Retail therapy is when girls get depressed and so they go shopping, okay, to make themselves feel better. Okay, that's not good. That's not good. And again, it's not about you can't ever go shopping, okay, but again, it's within reason, and you can do that, and, you know, everybody has to deal with their things that, their way, but there's a fine line, you know, if it's a compulsion or if it's I think you can be addicted to shopping, too, just like you can be addicted to all kind of other stuff, that you know, this is a problem, and I don't think any of you ladies are there, but guys, this is something to watch out for, okay? Is she immodest in how she dresses? Okay, does she dress immodestly, ladies? And again, you guys don't generally have a problem with this, but guys, be aware of this, okay? It could mean she's insecure and she's desperate for attention. That's not somebody you need. You want somebody who's strong in the Lord and in themselves. Okay, it could mean her standards are being set by the world. Okay, the world says dress like a hoochie, okay? God doesn't say to do that, okay? And you can disagree with what she wears, and if she's a godly woman, she'll listen to your viewpoint if you do it the right way and, you know, come to her in love and in a godly way, that she'll, you know, she can realize, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that this shirt showed that much or that these shorts were that short or whatever. But if she gets offended or defensive at it, then there's a problem, okay? And last but not least, is she productive with her time? And again, this doesn't mean you can never have leisure time. This doesn't mean you can never just relax, okay? But if you're just a time waster, that's a problem. Does she manage her time well? Or does she do everything last minute? Okay, so guys, these are some things to look out for when you're looking for a woman. They're important. And you know, I haven't had a girlfriend in 6.5 years now. Okay, the last time, well, a serious girlfriend, let me put it that way. The last time I was in a serious relationship, we broke up in February of 06. Okay, it's been a long time. Most of you guys were still like in elementary school, and I'm okay with that. Say what? Right, most of you have had all of your relationships in that time. But the reason why that's been the case a big part of it is because I'm picky and I'm looking for this in a woman, okay? I'm not looking for somebody who doesn't meet certain requirements, okay? And none of these are physical requirements. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, is she a godly woman, okay? Does she respect her parents and all these things, okay? So, and that's okay. You don't have to be in a relationship every minute, okay? Somebody who's like that shows a dependence on somebody else and they're not depending on God for their self-worth. So here's the last four things that I'm going to talk to you guys. Ways that you can be preparing for marriage even now. You're like, I'm only in ninth grade, or some of you, many of you are even younger than that. But you can be preparing for marriage even now. And all of you guys can write these things down. There are four very simple things. First off is know who you are in Christ. Okay, you know who you are. You cannot, marriage is hard. And I don't know from experience, obviously. But a lot of my friends now are married. And all the married people I've ever talked to, marriage is hard. And if you don't know who you are and you're depending on that other person for your value and your self-worth, it's only that much harder. So know who you are in Christ. Be focused on your relationship with Christ. I heard it put this way, and I really love this. My Pastor Brent back at my old church said this one time. He said, chase hard after God, and while you're chasing, look to the left and the right, and whoever's keeping up with you, be with them. Okay, I like that. That's really cool because, again, it keeps the focus on God. God should be our priority at all times. So know who you are. Secondly, find godly married mentors and examples. Okay, find married couples that you can spend time with and observe how they interact with one another and how they deal with disagreements and things like that. I've got some great married friends. My friends Nate and Katie, they live in North Carolina now, but I still observe them, and I watch the way they just had another baby. I'm observing the way Nate handles being a father, and he was funny. He's the one, he had like a three-year-old when we were in small group together, and at the end of small group, the ladies would go in one room to pray, and the guys would go in another room to pray, and the ladies would spend a half hour sharing every deepest emotional thing that, you know, they were really tight with one another, which is cool. I'm not making fun, but, you know, guys, we list off the prayer, and we pray it. You know, we don't spend near as much time sharing with one another. So the guys would always finish first, and we'd be like, hey, Micah. Micah's like the three-year-old. We're like, Micah, take this Nerf gun, go shoot your mom. You know, go shoot your mom. And so I got to watch Nate discipline his child, you know, because all his friends were teaching him terrible things. But I got to observe that. Now my old roommate, Micah, is married, and I'm observing the way they live, and my parents, and most of you guys I know have awesome godly parents. And so that's an example. But find mentors and examples to watch and observe, okay? Here's the third thing. Look for biblical materials on marriage, okay? Read, study, listen to them. Since February, and this started in February, I remember it, I listen to several sermons every week, not just pastors, on from iTunes and stuff. And I've heard, I think, four or five different sermon series on marriage and relationships. And you're like, well, you don't have a girlfriend right now. I know, but I'm getting ready, and I'm listening to all this advice from these godly people who have been married for a while and have gone through some stuff. You know, and they're preaching biblical principles about marriage, and it's incredible. You know, and so even now you can be looking through that stuff. You can, you know, and if you want some examples, I'll tell you guys a couple of books and things that you can even start reading now to prepare for these things. Because, again, marriage is not an easy thing. It's difficult, okay? And then lastly, and this is probably the most important thing you can do to prepare for marriage, and that's pray for your spouse. You say, I don't know who it is. I know. Neither do I, but God does. And so you can pray for your future spouse, and God's going to know who you're talking about. You know, my dad, ever since, and most of your parents were all like this, they've probably been praying for your spouses, I'm sure. But my dad, ever since I was born, there's this song. It's called Somewhere in the World. It's by Wayne Watson. It's from like 1989. It may be older than me. I don't know. And it talks about somewhere in the world today, there's a little girl going out to play all dressed up in her mother's clothes. And the chorus says, I don't even know her name, but I'm praying for her just the same. So hold on to Jesus wherever you are, because somewhere in the course of this life, my little boy is going to need a godly wife. And my dad has been praying for my wife for 26 years, 27 years since I was conceived. And that's amazing to me, but I am also praying for her. Okay, I need to be praying for my wife too, praying that she would keep herself from temptation, that she would not get involved with somebody that God didn't put there for that reason, that she would not fall into the trappings of the world, okay? You need to be praying for your spouse. Now, I know this is kind of a lot. I've gone through a lot of stuff really quick because I'm trying not to run late, but But this is huge. This is important for you guys because, again, most of you have already begun your dating life, and that's okay. But you need to be aware of how to do it in a godly way, in an intelligent way that's not going to give you more baggage for when God does bring that person into your life, when you do meet your husband or wife. Because you don't want to bring them a broken, battered shell of yourself because you spent all of your teenage years giving away your emotions and dating recklessly without being intelligent and godly about it. So I'm going to pray for you guys, and I want you guys to be praying as well. And again, just I hope and I pray for you guys. I pray about this stuff for you guys that you would meet the right person and that, you know, God would bring somebody godly into your life. And so I'm just gonna pray for you guys right now. Heavenly Father, God, I'm so thankful for each person here. God, for the way that you're bringing them up in you and the way that they're seeking after you, God, I can see it on their faces and in the way they act, Heavenly Father. And so, God, I pray right now protection on them. God, I pray that they would be wise as they navigate this dating landscape that we're in. And God, that they would be intelligent about who they spend their time with and who they give their emotions to, Lord. That they would be picky and wait for the person that you have. That they would not settle for just somebody else who will like me, God, but they would wait for that person who's going to love them as you love the church. God, I pray that you would give us and me too, God, that you would give us wisdom and intelligence in dealing with this and in dealing with other people, Lord, that we would not be crass or rude, Lord, that we would demonstrate your love through every interaction we have with somebody. God, that you would put godly examples in our lives of how to do life together and how to do marriage and dating. And God, I just pray, Lord, that you would save that person for each person in here, God, that each person here would know one day, God, you are going to provide somebody for them. God, just like you said, it is not good for man to be alone. Lord, that you're going to provide for us to have that somebody to keep us from being alone, Heavenly Father. God, you promised us good things and you promised us blessings. And so tonight we call on those and we claim those in your name, God. You're awesome and we love you. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.